Oh my, the day is flying by, and it appears, if my memory serves me correctly and my notes aren't messed up, we are at segment 4 of program 2 of The Bigger Picture, It Is What It Is. And my memory has kind of failed me again, but I have enough notes here to tell me that we're probably on segment 4, so it is what it is. We're just going to press on. And I want to focus again on the fact that this station currently at 10,000 kilowatts is a little small station. But if we can grow this to 50,000 watts, like WSB, White Columns on Peachtree in Atlanta, with a big booming voice, we can push back against the evil in this country. But you know, the evil is obvious, but some things that aren't obvious is those folks who really are our allies. So for a moment, because I am a professing Christian, because there is some evidence in my life of the fruit, mostly because of my wife. In fact, when the rapture comes and all these folks start up, I better be near her because I'm going to have to grab her ankle and let her pull me up. It's like that old song we used to sing at church camp. You know, if I get to heaven before you do, I'll drill a hole and I'll pull you through. If I get to heaven before you do, I'll drill a hole and I'll pull you through. Ain't gonna grieve my Lord no more. Promise I will never sing again. I promise. But the idea is I got to grab onto Cindy's leg when we start up. But I do have some fruit in my life, and it is enough, I believe, that I can make the following comment. I hope you will listen. We need to choose our leaders very carefully. And the men that we follow are not necessarily the quiet fellows, the guys that are just nice to everybody, the guys who don't offend, the guys who say the right words, they've been to church, or even some fellows that have been well-known radio broadcasters, though with a gentler voice than people like Rush Limbaugh had, or Mike Savage or some of the others. But we're confused in our world about who really stands against the Canaanite culture, you know, the gangster rap stuff, the those who think you declare yourself what you are sexually, those who believe you can just break into stores and take what you want because you've been deprived. We need men like Donald Trump of a strong constitution, but I'm not at this moment necessarily going to talk about Donald Trump. I want to talk about one man of whom we have a perception he's a really good guy, and he's recently withdrawn from that ridiculous group of people who thought that he should be president. In fact, you know, Ron DeSantis, just the reason he can't be is because he ran. It's that simple. He's a great governor. I've observed him personally from a distance. I was an employee of a man who is probably one of his biggest donors. But the fact that Mr. DeSantis did not recognize the necessity of lining up behind Donald Trump, who he endorsed a long time ago and who Trump helped him politically, his failure to do so indicates he ain't qualified. And now, as people are rejecting him, I know he's number 2 or 3, but you know, being behind Nikki Haley is a pretty bad thing, or being just barely ahead of her. There is a man out there who could step forward after all the dust settles, and I hope he doesn't, because even though he has a perception in the eyes of some of my best friends that he is a good guy, and he is, he's not the kind of effective male leader we need to deal now with the Canaanite culture that is all around us and threatens those women who we love, those Canaanites who hate the traditional mothers and homemakers and nurses and teachers out there in culture that believe the Word of God, who have loving spirits, who know that they are the civilizers of culture. The man's name is Mike Pence. Oh, what? He's a good guy. You're wrong. Yeah, Mike is a really good guy. He's quiet. He's kind. And he was a broadcaster of some renown for many years. But Mike Pence did not have the spine to recognize the evil that was afoot. Oh, back in January of 2021, when he could have stood up, because the evidence was there. I don't care what these ninnies say. The evidence was there. That election was stolen, unquestionable things, unquestionably questionable things took place that should have been addressed. But Mr. Pence, in a position where he could have done something, took the higher ground. Well, I must defend this process. I've seen no evidence of election fraud, etc., etc. No, he thought that keeping the peace at a time when it wasn't time to keep the peace was necessary. There's a time for war, and there's a time for peace, unless I'm reading the wrong Bible. A time to scatter, a time to gather things together. Now, Mr. Pence, claiming to be a Christian, I'm sure he has some modicum of relationship with Christ, but he doesn't know his Bible, because men are called to be warrior defenders, and we have too few. So I have to get on the radio and speak to those righteous women who love God, who know that it's a bad thing when the evil are in power. Kick your men in the pants. Make them stand up and do what they need to do. Come back, please, if you will, to segment 5 of the bigger picture, and we'll continue the discussion.